We're back live here at the Credit Union iPlex in Swift Current. A 3-2 win for Swift Current in overtime. Apologize for some technical difficulties there. We had, I think our mic is back working. We've got the winning goaltender here, Travis Child, who had 45 saves in the victory. Travis, how'd you feel about the game?
I thought it was a really good team effort. Everybody was playing hard. Everybody was playing desperate, and it showed in the end, getting the win.
What were you seeing out there in front of you? You certainly saw a lot of pucks today, and they were shooting from everywhere. How are you feeling in goal today?
Good. The guys in front of me gave me a chance to see a lot of the pucks, so it made my job a lot easier.
When you're seeing a lot of pucks that way, and you know a team is shooting from everywhere, just keep you mentally prepared every second? I mean, are you sort of expecting no matter when they come at you, they're going to be shooting?
Yeah, you kind of get into a rhythm that you know they're going to shoot here, and they're trying to shoot a lot of pucks towards the net.
You guys get a big overtime win in this game. How much do you think that means as a momentum boost? And it had been a few straight losses in a row there for you guys, and games where we're close battles and the goal scoring wasn't coming as fast as it was earlier this year. When you battle through a game like this and get it in overtime, do you think that gives you guys a big mental lift going into what you've got next week?
Yeah, it really does. It's huge to get that extra point. Obviously, we need it for the standings, and it's good to get it back on the winning track here.
How's it been for you with the two goaltender system? I mean, you guys are going back and forth with starts. A couple times you played a few in a row, he plays a few in a row. Have you liked that situation thus far?
I think it's a healthy competition. You know, we push each other in practice, push each other for starts here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis. Congratulations. Great effort today. And by the way, how are you enjoying a little bit of extra attention for that nice behind-the-back save you've had that's got to that CHL vote?
Yeah, obviously. That's pretty nice to see.
All right. Congratulations on the effort tonight.
Thank you.
And I think we've got Tyler Steenbergen coming over now. We got the mic situation fixed up. Great overtime winner for you today, Tyler. Just talk about your effort in that overtime goal. Describe what happened.
Manulin, we talked about a little play before. If we gain control of the puck, you know, he was going to make a nice pick on the defender, say, and, you know, he made a nice pick, and then I had lots of speed coming into the zone. You know, I made a nice move and then just drove the net, and luckily it went in.
When you get to play 3-on-3, there's more open ice to be able to do some things. And I look back to your goal against the Prince George Cougars. Similarly, you're able to just keep pushing towards the goal because you don't have two or three defenders in the way. So do you try more than maybe you would because of that space?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I like using my speed. It allows me to do that with all the open ice out there. And, you know, just get, like, we're moving around. You have to play man-on-man. It's not a box game, so you're going to have that open space against defenders. You know, luckily it went our way today, and we got the win in overtime.
When you're in the middle of a goal like that and you have to make a couple of moves around defenders and get to that and score, does instinct just take over, or is there a thought process like, I'm going to try this?
Yeah, no, I think it's instinct. You know, I want to go out there and end it. You know, that's our philosophy in overtime. Next goal wins. So, you know, the more chances we get in front of the net, the better chance we're going to put one in.
You are back together here with Heponiemi and Spencer, a line that had some success early this season. Why do you think that combination works, and do you think you were able to pick off sort of where you left off before?
You know, me and Hippo kind of play the same style of way. You know, we want to move the puck, we want to shoot, and all that kind of stuff. And then Spenny, he allows us to do that. He's a big body out there. He creates lots of space. He'll get in on the forecheck and just try and get us the puck. And, you know, he's a great player as well. We use him lots. You know, he's smart and got some skill too. So, you know, we're just clicking right now.
How'd you feel about the game overall tonight?
Bits and parts were good. And then, you know, we had to work in a little bit that we knew they were going to be physical, and we had to be physical back. They got some big players. You know, we had to push them around a little bit. And, you know, it was a good game, and we're happy with the win.
You get good momentum coming off that. You get that emotional satisfaction of the OT win. Get three goals here after the goals have been hard to come by the last few games, and just some momentum to take into next week.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we got a hard opponent in Edmonton coming up on Wednesday. So, you know, we got to prepare and practice Monday, Tuesday, and, you know, go hard at them on Wednesday. We know they're not going to be an easy game, so we just got to look forward to that.
Thanks a lot, Tyler. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tyler Steenbergen with the overtime winner for the Swift Current Broncos. In a dramatic fashion, toppling the Spokane Chiefs here this evening. Broncos had a 2-1 lead through 40 minutes of play and were able to find a way to close out the win. I think we're going to have Broncos associate coach Ryan Smith here in just a moment after the Broncos split their two games on home ice this weekend against U.S. Division opponents, and they were hard battles, both of them. Physical battles, both of them. Now, those U.S. teams play a rough-and-tumble style at times, and they can really force you to battle on the wall and battle for pucks in the corners as well, and the Broncos had to work hard all weekend long to get whatever they were going to get out of those games. As we get Ryan Smith coming over now, Broncos associate coach, after a 3-2 overtime win. Coach, how did you feel about the win here tonight?
Oh, it was an exciting game. It was nice to get the extra point for sure. I thought it was a good game. They're a very good team. I was impressed with their game, and I thought our guys played well too. So happy with the win, happy with the effort. So lots of positive tonight.
Certainly they fired shots from anywhere and everywhere. Was the goal for the most part just to try to keep them to the outside and give Travis a chance to see it?
The shots are not right on the scoreboard. We charted way different than what the scoreboard, so it was a lot closer than that. Travis was good. We know our goalies, if they can see the puck, like all goalies, they're going to have a better chance. So, don't be alarmed by the shot clock. It's not as accurate as we charted, and maybe we charted different, but... I thought when we needed Travis, he was there. I thought, we knew they'd go to the net. They scored a bunch of goals in Saskatoon from the crease on rebounds and deflections. So, we knew we had to defend that area, and that's how they scored their second goal. They put it at the net and banged one in. So they're a hardworking team. They're pretty honest. They put pucks. Their D are real good at getting it through, and I thought for the most part we did a good job, like you said, of keeping them to the outside, giving Travis a chance to see the puck.
When you're playing these two American teams this weekend, it sure seemed like they came in with a physical edge and you guys really had to battle for every inch. And do you think it's good to go through a couple of games like that? Not quite playoff style, but very physical games. You had to grind out right to the end and get a win here tonight. But you guys hung tough against teams that like to play that way.
Yeah, you know what? I think, besides the Victoria game, the last five games have been one-goal games. So these are good. They're good tests to your team. These games this weekend, yeah, I agree. They're physical. They're a little large. Physically, they're bigger than some of the teams in our division. But you only play them once, so it's the measuring stick against them is just this one game. And we try our best to get ready for that one game. And it's hard when you only see them once. You don't have a real good scouting report. But we knew they'd both be physical. They'd both try and lean on us, and they did that. And I thought we leaned back. We had guys step up. Cade got into an altercation there. We had some big hits. We were happy with that.
What did you make of the overtime goal? Just a pretty spectacular play. We've seen Steenbergen do that a couple of times now in OT for you.
Oh, yeah, heck of a goal. Those are highlight reel goals, ones you just sit back and go, oh, my God. Like, that was very... the play set up with, we got them a little confused coming out of the cycle. As you could see in that whole overtime, was all about possession. When we had it, we had some opportunities. When they had it, they had some opportunities. Steiner came out of the cycle. He got a step on one guy, and then he just made a strong move. But he played a really good game tonight. He blocked a shot at the end of the game. He made a strong move on Lane's goal. Tyler's stepped up his game, and not just in the scoring aspect, but also, defending, and he kills penalties for us. Nice to see him rewarded, and, the goal was just, it was one of those ones, like I said, highlight reel.
Well, and you guys are real dangerous when there's a little extra ice. It's 4-on-4, 3-on-3, 4-on-3 power plays. Feel like that's just the skill on display that you guys have there?
I think we like our chances in that situation. I think our D are very active, and they're very good, with Mignolin and Lajoie and Sissons, and they can control the play, and they know when to jump and when not to jump. So, that helps a lot. And then the skill up front, Hippo, he's able to control the play, make some, little passes here, and he doesn't give the puck up until he's ready. And, we don't want to go into overtime a lot, but when we do, we're comfortable with our guys going out there and controlling the play.
Good boost of confidence here. And like you said, you haven't been playing badly. You're in some good tight battle games here recently, but the goals haven't been coming as much. You get three today, and you pull off a win. Good momentum heading into what will be another, tough week, Edmonton, then Calgary twice.
Yeah, it was important after last night's game. I arguably played better than we played tonight, yeah. But we had some opportunities early in that game, and I thought Toth was a big difference last night. There's a goalie that's been, to a Memorial Cup, played on a pretty good team last year. He really stepped his game up. I thought early on we had lots of opportunities. We had point-blank chances, half breakaways, and he shut the door, gave them a chance. So tonight was all about the rebound game and kind of stopping this four-game losing streak, and we did a great job. And the guys were real happy after, obviously an exciting win in overtime, but hopefully build a little momentum going against Edmonton again. And it's our longest homestand of the year, so we want to make sure that we, you know, get our points here before we go back on the road.
What do you expect from Edmonton Wednesday?
Well, I know they lost again tonight, so that, you know, they're gonna come in hungry. You know, they're an honest team. They're a little younger than they have been in the past, but you know, there's got some guys there that have been to Memorial Cups, won Memorial Cups, been to deep into playoff runs. So they know how to win. They know how to get the job done. So it'll be another test to us, and it should be an exciting game.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Broncos Associate Coach Ryan Smith, and thanks to the Broncos for being patient with us there as we battled through a couple of issues. Well, I couldn't hear what was being said there, but we were able to figure it out and get the interviews done, and thanks to the listeners who stayed patient with us there as well. We'll continue our Klassen Auto Body post-game.